I'm officially a terrorist now, according to the state of Ohio, the rogue state holding me hostage. I received the conduct report that stems from the Nazis seizing the handwritten script of one of my radio segments, and it actually contains the word terrorist. Let me read to you what the Nazis wrote. Check this out. On September 8th at approximately 12:30 p.m., Officer Spencer conducted a search of inmate Swain, 243205. During the search, some documents were retrieved. One of them was a letter which included language that indicates possible terrorist-type activities. One of the paragraphs talks about an organized effort of inmates to have a work stoppage, but the writer, inmate Swain, says that he is not endorsing it. Other paragraphs talk about specific ways to disrupt correctional operations, but the writer, inmate Swain, writes that he is saying to do it. The material is telling the readers how to conduct these activities in detail. However, he makes sure to add that he is not saying to actually do it, as to cover his liability and to get the message across at the same time. There was also a self-authored booklet confiscated, which includes anti-government material. Yep, I'm now officially a terrorist, folks. The Nazis said so. But don't forget, my language that indicates possible terrorist-type activities, whatever in the hell that means, was recorded for the final straw. And the final straw is broadcast on airwaves regulated by the Federal Communications Commission. The show is broadcast from a real radio station with electricity and equipment and a powerful antenna. A radio station with corporate sponsors who sell breakfast pastries and beer and tampons. Then, as I understand it, the show gets rebroadcast from other real radio stations all over the world, all with their own corporate sponsors. So think about this. If my radio segment really promoted terrorism, that involves a complicated international terrorist conspiracy. First, the final straw would have to be down with terrorism since it broadcasts my incoherent nonsense. Second, the radio station would have to be down with terrorism too. And third, as an extension of the radio station being down with terrorism, that means the continuing corporate sponsors selling pastries and beer and tampons are knowingly supporting terrorism. But fourth, it also means that the FCC, an agency of the federal government, is rubber-stamping my terrorism with their inaction. That's quite a terrorist conspiracy that Warren Corruptional's oblivious cage worshippers have managed to uncover. The entire sprawling capitalist corporate megastructure is continuing to fund my terrorist messaging, and the FCC is facilitating it. Wow, we're bigger than ISIS. But it's even deeper than that. Since the conduct report was written, containing the word terrorist, I've spent the better part of a week in population at a level 3 prison. I strolled all over the compound conversing with prisoners on a regular basis, meeting with folks at the library, possibly spreading my terrorist plots. And it hasn't so much as occurred to anyone that someone like me, a terrorist, should perhaps be segregated or even shipped off to the Super Duper Max. You know, the prison where my involvement in the radio show began. This is inexplicable to me. My best guess is that Warden Shay Harris must be part of my terrorist network. Somebody needs to contact the FBI right away. This hapless clown is facilitating my terrorism, right along with the FCC, corporate America, and the famous dead guy who invented the radio. Warren Corruptional's security threat group investigators are going to have to dig him up and interrogate him. Not Shay Harris, the guy who invented the radio. But you know who else is involved in this terrorist conspiracy? Lieutenant Kevin Chamberlain, who wrote the conduct report. Yesterday I handed him material from my cell that is both anti-government and supports what he's called terrorism. I told him I'd get even more stuff together so he could write 25 more conduct reports. After all, we can't have a terrorist like me running around at a level 3 prison, right? He declined. He refused to write 25 more conduct reports. I guess the ISIS High Command must have turned him or something. The warden, the FCC, corporate America, Alexander Graham Bell, and now even Lieutenant Kevin Chamberlain are part of my terrorist conspiracy. And if Lieutenant Nelson, the chair of the Rules Infraction Board, doesn't send me straight to the Super Duper Max, we can only assume he's secretly involved in this terrorist conspiracy too. Wow. Whoever investigates all of this sure is going to really need a big detective bag. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from Warren Correctional in Lebanon, Ohio. If you're listening, you're probably a terrorist too.
Europa.
You can write to Sean Swain at Sean Swain 243-205, Warren, CI, P.O. Box 120, 5787 State Route 63, Lebanon, Ohio 45036. For updates on his situation, his bid for U.S. president in 2016, and more writings by Sean can be found at seanswain.org.